Okay. Can you tell us what's going on here today?
There are hundreds of people marching today from the Emeryville City Council to the Woodfin Suites Hotel. And we're here in solidarity with 21 immigrant workers who are fighting for permanent job security. They were nearly fired back in December for standing up for their rights. And they're trying to hold their employer accountable to get their jobs back permanently and to also get the back wages they're owed under the city's new living wage law.
People are out here today. What kind of effect has protests like this happened in the past?
Well, as you probably know, protests like this don't happen that often here in Emeryville, so we hope it's making a difference. With us here today are not only the workers and supporters from throughout the East Bay, but lots of residents from Emeryville. So we hope that the Woodfin and the City Council will know that their neighbors are here and watching what they're doing, and they want the Woodfin to abide by the law.
So what's Woodfin's argument against these workers? What do they say?
Woodfin is trying to say that they are justified in firing the workers because they received these Social Security no-match letters. But the Woodfin has employed these workers for 5 or 6 years. They get these letters every year, and they haven't done anything about it until just this year. So we think it's retaliation. We think the Woodfin is trying to get rid of these workers and using immigration status as a way to get them out of the hotel, because they are fighting for their rights and fighting to get this hotel to follow the law.
How can people in the community here continue to support the workers in their struggle?
Folks can come to pickets. We've got pickets every Tuesday and Saturday. They can send letters to the Woodfin, call the Woodfin, and there's more information at workingeastbay.org.
Awesome. Thanks. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's pretty good for now.
All right.